Okay, everyone, we're here with Ann Chertoff from Brides.com. We're at Kleinfeld waiting for the Panina Tournay show. And Ann, you've had a few full days of bridal market.
Yes.
What are some of the trends that you're seeing?
Bows are everywhere. They're on the backs, they're on the bustles, they're on the bodices. Everybody is showing a bow somewhere. It's like the bride is like a little present unto herself. We're seeing a lot of bling, a lot of silver bling. So that's really big. And what else are we seeing? Lace. Lace is also really popular this season.
A lot of lace. Not a lot. I haven't seen a lot of color.
No. You know, I saw touches of black on things. I think Jenny Packham and Jenny Lee both showed a lot of black and white or black and ivory. But it's very kind of a return to the traditional bride. You're seeing that very modest, very classic look. I mean, there's definitely sexy stuff out there if you're looking for it to be that sexy bride. But classic is definitely in for next year.
How do you think, you know, I find it interesting, like, when we see these trends of things happen. Like, one season will come, we'll see a ton of color. How do designers kind of... How does that happen? How do they all kind of do the same thing? Are they, you know, sneaking peeks at one another? Like, it can't just be purely by chance. What are your thoughts?
I think they all have a newsletter subscription to the Doniger Group, which does trends and forecasting. But I think a lot of it is an influence from the ready-to-wear collections and the couture collections in Europe and what they see on the red carpet. You know, there was a fabulous red Eva Longoria gown that Louis Macra did for one of the red carpet appearances for her, and she translated into a beautiful white gown for a wedding. So you're seeing everybody's following the celebrities and following the red carpet, and really they're just translating that. But it's definitely really funny. You're kind of like, oh my God, everybody's doing bows, everybody's doing lace, and it's interesting to see that.
Yeah, it's just a very curious, curious thing. Now, Panina Tournay, for me as a guy, is always very exciting because it's very sexy. A lot of see-through.
Yeah.
I mean, do real brides wear these kind of gowns?
Panina Tournay, I think I remember them saying last year, is the number one seller over at Kleinfeld. So they're definitely wearing them. My cousin actually wore a Panina gown. And it wasn't, you know, it was sexy totally, but it was full coverage. So it wasn't like she was bearing herself in front of grandma and grandpa. But, you know, some brides want that. I find that, you know, the younger you are, probably the more conservative and traditional you're going to go with the princess gown. And the older you are, you know, the more you've probably outgrown that, you know, traditional Cinderella baby girl kind of thinking, and you want to do something sexy and fun. So I think you see it that way.
Yeah, well, this is the way to do it with the Panina Tournay. Ann, thank you for your observations. We've been chatting with Ann Chertoff from Brides.com. Thanks.